All right, we'll go ahead and continue with California coach Sonny Dykes. Golden Bears are home hosting Colorado. We'll go ahead and take questions for coach.
To ask coach a question, please press star one. Your first question comes from the line of Craig Thorpe, Salt Lake Tribune.
Sonny, how would you describe the process of getting over that game and moving on?
Well, you know, the good thing about football is you don't really don't have much time to wallow around in your own self-pity and all that. So, you know, our guys just had to get over it, and we come in on Sunday, and when our players showed up Sunday, they were a little somber, and by the time we cut them loose Sunday night after practice, you know, we made our corrections and learned from it and moved on. And so I think our guys are resilient. You know, they've been through a lot, and so I think this is just another step in the process of getting us where we want to go. You know, certainly it makes it easier if you can win a game like that than it does if you can lose it, than if you lose it. But our guys got over it, and I think we'll have a really good practice today and anxious to play this week.
Thank you.
Again, to ask coach a question, please press star one. Your next question comes from the line of Kevin Gimble, ESPN.com.
Hey, Coach, just want to get your thoughts on Nelson Spruce, what you've seen on him from film this past season.
Yeah, you know, just really, really productive football player. I mean, can do a lot of different things. I think he's a guy that, has pretty good size, really good route runner, excellent ball skills. The thing I like about him is he really competes hard for the football when it's in the air. You know, I think that's the sign of a really good wide receiver, somebody who's going to compete for it, you know, when it's up in the air, and he does an excellent job of doing that. And so, you know, I think he's, you know, obviously he's one of the top receivers in the country. His numbers don't lie, and they do a good job of, finding creative ways to get him the football.
Is that one of those situations where you're always going to maybe need to have a safety accounting for him, or are there going to be some times where it's going to be one-on-one and you just have to trust your cornerback to make a play, or will you always be scheming for him?
Well, we'll do some things, obviously, to try to get some help on him, just because he's good enough where you have to do some things. But, mm-hmm. But there'll be times in a game where your corners have just got to make plays, and our guys have going to have to do that.
Gotcha. Thanks, Coach.
Okay, thanks.
Again, to ask Coach a question, please press star one. Your next question comes on the line of Ted Miller, ESPN.com.
Sonny, after watching it on film, the diagnosis of the fourth quarter, what was going wrong on both sides of the ball for you guys?
Well, I don't think much went wrong on offense. I mean, we scored 14 points, I think, in the fourth quarter, and which is typically enough to help you win a ball game. Would have liked to have been able to make a first down or two more. Obviously, that would have made a difference in the game. Defensively, I think we just got tired. You know, I think our guys played a lot of snaps. We're young. We don't have a lot of depth. And so when we go from starters to backups, you know, there's a big difference in experience and ability in some cases. And a lot of our young guys, we're bringing them along, but they're just kind of not ready for prime time quite yet. So, you know, when Stephen McClure didn't play and that gave us some issues back in the secondary, and we didn't have as many fresh bodies as we needed. Same thing at linebacker. So, you know, and you got to give Arizona credit. I mean, they get some fluff in the fourth quarter. No idea what they need to win.
Your next question comes from the line of Cal Goon, the Salt Lake Tribune.
Coach, you talked about finishing ability after your guys played Northwestern, and obviously this game here kind of demonstrates. Do you feel like it demonstrates how important it is to be able to finish in a league this deep?
Yeah, I know. I think so, for sure. I mean, you know, in this league, you got to play 60 minutes. Everybody's good, and everybody's going to finish the game and play all the way through the game. And our guys knew that. I mean, they knew Arizona wasn't going to quit, and they were going to play through. And just the way the game unfolded, you know, Arizona played desperate, you know, and they had to try to get back in the game. And, you know, they made a bunch of big plays. And, you know, and that's when you got to, again, you got to have some depth. You got to have a lot of guys that can stay fresh and make plays on the ball. And, you know, as our guys started to wear down a little bit, we had a hard time, you know, finding other guys that could go in and keep them fresh. And, you know, when you have to play 107 snaps, and a lot of those guys are playing on special teams as well. And we had a couple of players play over 120 snaps in the game. And when you do that, they're going to wear down, you know, and especially when Arizona's playing as fast and as frantic as they were in the second half. And you know, that's why you've got to continue to recruit and develop players. That's what we're trying to do.
Thank you.
Okay, no problem.
Again, to ask Coach a question, please press star one. And your next question comes from the line of John Gold, Arizona Daily Star.
Coach, how much time have you spent actually rewatching that last play against Arizona?
It's the same as you watch any others. I mean, just, you know, went through it Saturday night after the game, and then went through it again Sunday morning, and then you just move on from there.
And, you know, you watch a play like that, and maybe you focus on what they did right, what you guys did wrong. What did you take out of that play? Is it kind of just one of those one in a million that ended up happening against you?
Well, there's obviously things you'd like to have done better. You know, we could have done some better things with our alignment. Our safeties could have aligned a little bit deeper where they were coming forward more instead of going back. And again, Arizona got the ball snapped pretty quick, and our guys were trying to get back, but they didn't quite get back where they needed to. And, you know, we could have had a little bit better body position. There's a lot of contact going on, and some guys, you know, got knocked off balance and that kind of stuff. But we got to get more people around the ball. And then the biggest thing, we lost contain, you know, on the edge. It gave the quarterback time to get out of the pocket, set up, and throw it down the field. And so, I mean, there's a million things you'd like to do better, and you know, on every play, really. But you know, you learn from it, and you correct it, and you move on.
Thank you, Coach.
Okay.
Any further questions for Coach? Last chance. All right, that'll do it. Tony, thanks for your time today, and good luck this weekend.
Okay, thanks, guys.
You bet.